This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to another edition of What's on Your Mind. You got me, Scott Hanlon, and Todd. The radio got off today. However, that's more time for you to tell me what's on your mind. How about that? So we'll take it as a positive, even though we love it when Todd the Radio God's riding shotgun on the program. We have a lot of time today just to get find out what's on your mind on a couple of issues. A lot of things happening in the news, a lot of things going on. I started talking about this a little bit yesterday, didn't get as much time as I wanted to talk about it, got some great feedback about it on Facebook, so I wanted to give the listeners a chance to weigh in on that issue as well, related to your frame of mind right about now. Yeah, I want to know a little bit about what you're thinking. Are you optimistic about what the future holds, or would you say you're more pessimistic? I want you to think about that a little bit. I am optimistic, but there are plenty of reasons to be pessimistic. So it's certainly a choice that we have. We're going to choose our attitude, right? I got a shovel snow that stinks. But you know what? I'm going to choose to have a good attitude about it, because guess what? I have a home with a roof over it and a need to shovel. I could be like some of those people I saw in New York City with a blanket and a bag. That's all I have to call it. So I can turn it into gratitude, right? And be thankful for what I have versus what in anything we do, whatever is in front of us, we have a choice on how we're going to approach that, what our attitude is going to be. And as I say, I could list the pessimistic things, I could list the optimistic things, but I am genuinely optimistic. I feel really, really good, and part of it relates to what's going on right now with this legislation related to the tax reform thing. And I want to explain it, but I want to know, you know, what side of the equation you're on. So call us at 800-228-0550. That's the toll-free telephone number. Again, it's 800-228-0550. Christmas is close. I'm feeling in a giving mood. How about this? We'll do some first-time callers getting free MyPillows today. We had Mike Lindell on yesterday, and normally when Mike's on, I do something with a pillow giveaway, but I was so engrossed in the conversation with him, I forgot all about it, especially that part about, hey, come on down and see the plant. So we're looking forward to a live broadcast from the MyPillow factory. What did he tell us yesterday, that they're doing like 50,000 pillows a day? I think that was the number. I thought it was a month. I mean, it is they're one of the fastest-growing businesses in the country. And they are our longest-running sponsor on this program. That gives me a lot to be thankful for. A lot of gratitude right there. So we do appreciate the program. So this hour of the show is brought to you by our friends at MyPillow. The buy one, get one offer is back. Great way for you to give at the holidays. You get one, you give one. How nice is that? And he announced yesterday on the program, if you do that, they're also going to give one pillow away to someone in need. All kinds of initiatives going on in inner cities and helping the needy, and I think that's really cool. So buy one, get one, and a bonus, give one. They give one to someone in need on your behalf. How cool is that? 800-506-9028 to do that. Do it today. Don't wait any longer. 800-506-9028, promo code Scott. If you like this program, patronizing the advertisers, supporting those advertisers, MyPillow, you know, Dak Diesel, you know, High Plains Apache, take your pick, University of Mary, H.A. Thompson & Sons, PetroServe USA, the Stem Cell Health Institute, whatever it might be, you're ensuring the sustainability of this program, this voice on the radio. We're here for that. So It does matter. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. You got to buy Christmas presents anyway. Or 800-506-9028. What else are we doing today? Diamond and Silk will be on. We had a little time zone issue yesterday. They called 2 hours earlier than they were supposed to. But we got their watches fixed, and they're going to join us coming up on the program. And then we're also going to chat with, I want to ask this question I'm asking you of a millennial. Millennials matter right now. My friend Anita Bly has written a new book about how millennials matter. And we're going to interview her very soon as part of the launch for that book. I actually received my extra special early copy, a few of them. And I don't understand them. So I'm not sure how many books I would need to read to understand them. But I do know that we need to understand them. We do need to understand. Anyway, I'll try today on the program. A fellow by the name of Dawson Schefter is going to join us. He's a youngster. He's the chair of the North Dakota Young Republicans. I love it when young people get involved in politics because I think it's the best way to say, I want to affect change in the future. I don't like what's happened. I want it to be different. I'm going to do something about it. So we'll talk with him about that. Governor Burgum is a busy guy. Not sure we're going to catch up with him in time for the show to end today, but we may before the day is out and have some additional news on this in the news. But he's speaking at this hour to every IT employee of the state of North Dakota. Never been done before. And why is he doing that? We'll ask him, but I think it's pretty obvious that the reinvention of government that he talked about back at his inaugural is something he takes very, very seriously, down to the level of saying, how do our websites portray what we do? How do we interact with people that are customers, taxpayers? Can they go to the website and sign in one time on a portal and then go to all the other sites? Let's transform this. Let's do this differently. Now, no state anywhere on the planet thinks like Microsoft thinks, right? Well, he does. So I think that's kind of a neat story. And he also announced yesterday the, reinvigoration might be the word of this Rural Leadership Council. So we have some things to catch up with him on. So those are just a few of the things, Crank, and I want to get to the calls on this optimistic, pessimistic question and also weave in some conversation on the Supreme Court yesterday. Isn't it something, folks? You need to go back and look. When Donald Trump announced what some called a Muslim ban, it wasn't a Muslim ban, and all the things that were said about it, all the things that were said about him, the disregard of the Constitution, the Supreme Court of the United States basically told all those critics to shut your yap. That's what they did yesterday. Do you know that refugees coming into the United States is down 83% since the man took office? Again, we know some of these people mean to do us harm. Not all of them, but some do. All the president wanted was a way to vet them from countries that were sending them here, not using a system we were comfortable with. What's wrong with that? That's a president's job. Incredible. And ABC says, Brian Ross, oh, bad boy, 4 weeks no pay for lying, for putting out fake news. Is that enough? I think not. I want to talk a little bit about that today, too. If you are a first-time caller, when you call today, let Manny know that you're a first-time caller, and we'll give away a couple of first-time caller MyPillow packages in Fargo, a couple in Bismarck. So we got at least four first-time callers coming to the program here today, okay? Alan, West Fargo, are you optimistic or pessimistic?
Are you talking to me?
I am, sir.
Okay, yes, I am a Republican, so I am optimistic. And a Democrat is pessimistic. You know, they're interchangeable. And the only difference is that an optimist and a Republican believe we live in the best of all worlds. And a pessimist and a Democrat is afraid he's right.
He's afraid the Republican's right?
Right. He's afraid that we live in the best of all worlds.
Oh, I see. I see what you're saying. And that everybody will figure that out and realize they don't need a Democrat to make their life better.
I hope so.
Yeah,
I met you once at a Tea Party thing in Fargo when that first got started going a few years back.
Well, I'm sorry I don't remember meeting you, Al, but I do know that.
Well, you wouldn't. You wouldn't. You know, it's a quick handshake and hello, and you move on.
I'm glad you said hi, though. It means the world to me when people do say hi and come up and say something about the program. And I tell you, I have fond memories of the opportunities I had to speak at those Tea Parties because, again, the Tea Party at the time was being badly maligned as a bunch of, you know, racist and every horrible thing they could say about anybody they said about people that would go to tea parties. I'd go to the same tea parties because I was invited to speak to them. I'd say, These are real people. These are wonderful, God-fearing, freedom-loving, salt-of-the-earth folks. How in the world could you say this about them? I mean, I wrote a book about it. I was so mad.
But you remember, Scott, we had one in the Shields Arena area. We had one in by the downtown by the Civic Center, and then we all went. You were there at the one that the Democrats held out at the Dome. Now, the two areas that the Republicans were in and left, you never knew we were there. There wasn't a gum wrapper on the street. Yeah. When they left the parking lot of the Dome, of which I was a full-time employee, that place was trashed. And that seems to be their MO of any event they have. You know, when a Republican Party shows up, when they clean up after themselves, you never know they were there. When the Democrats are there, you know they're there because it costs $1 million to clean the mess up.
Interesting analogy and factual statement on the comparison. Al, have you called this program before?
No, I have not.
All right, hang on. We got a present for you. MyPillow. Hang on a second. We'll just get your last name so we can put that at our front desk here in Fargo. Tom and Bismarck, Aaron on the road, Shirley and Howe. Coming up. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions. And now, Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction. Land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
Hi, this is Carson Wentz. Football season is here, and whether you're watching or playing, it's time to relax and recharge in your very own hot spring hot tub from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. If a hot spring hot tub can help me recover from my day on the job, imagine what it can do for you. Head on down to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, and look for the duck.
Take it from the NDSU alum and NFL star, Carson Wentz.
For the best ownership experience, see the team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 won the 2016 Watkins Wellness Award. They're champions in my book, too.
Financing options are available, and they're great deals. Take it from Carson Wentz. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 will take care of you.
Do you want to make your game room a winner? Then get an Olhausen Made in America pool table or shuffleboard table from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. I love my Olhausen NDSU Bison pool and shuffleboard table.
Look what Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables have done for Carson Wentz's career. Now it's your turn. Hurry.
You too can score a touchdown with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. I love the way my Hot Spring Grandy hot tub with the Ace saltwater system makes me feel. Hot Spring hot tubs are a great way to relax at the end of a tough day. It really is every day made better. Tell them Carson sent you. And score a touchdown with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
You can have what Carson has. A Bison Olhausen pool table and a Hot Springs Grande hot tub. The best.
Look for Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too in West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot. I love my hot tub from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Look for the duck.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Where'd you pull this one from, Manny? Grand Ole Opry been on your mind lately, or what's the scoop there, fella?
Only in the rotation, man.
Oh, come on. I know it's on his iPod. Don't you know it is?
Hardly.
He's got this on the iTunes rotator. Wouldn't you say, Nolan? Yeah. All right.
I feel like I was at Grandma's house right there.
Yeah. I kind of liked it, actually. I don't mind a little old-timer. Now, we mix it up here a little bit on the program. Welcome back. Brought to you in part today by our friends at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. How do they do that? When you go to PetroServe USA, you've got a lot of choices. And I like, myself, connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's farm fields. I like that. I really do. I see the differences made in main streets in every corner of North Dakota. And I find I come out ahead because I track this with my mileage. So I love it. PetroServe USA gives me that choice. I love it. You go inside, you get the 4 for $4 deal, that hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 2 cookies, a 20-ounce drink, $4, 4 items all day, every day. It's the everyday special. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Quick call. Call for prayer is what I'm trying to say. I have mentioned previously on this program that a friend of mine, Gene Veeder, longtime North Dakota leader, worked at the University of North Dakota for a number of years, great recruiter, recruited students from Western North Dakota to the University of North Dakota, and later part of the economic development efforts, really led the economic development efforts in McKenzie County and Watford City. And Gene has been struggling since mid-November, I guess, with initially a gallbladder issue turned into a pancreas issue, and now is at the University of Minnesota. And he is having another struggle. I mean, he actually got better. Your prayers worked. He got better, and now has taken a little turn for the worse again, ended up in the ICU unit. How about this? McKenzie County Courthouse this morning at 8:30, there was a community prayer gathering at the courthouse. When does that ever happen? And over 100 people were in a circle of prayer for Gene. I love it. I just wanted everybody that couldn't be in Watford City this morning to know that's going on. I have more information up on my Facebook page. Check it out, please. And keep praying for this good man and his fighter spirit to battle through this, okay? And to hand this one off to the good Lord. Also, Diddy Connell died yesterday. Diddy Connell, Grand Forks legend, really a North Dakota legend, really boxing legend nationwide. Just an incredible human being. And I had the great pleasure of knowing Diddy in my Grand Forks years. 91 years of age, died yesterday at his house. Just wanted you to know that as well for anybody out there, especially in the boxing world, to know the legend that is and was Diddy Connell. All right, back to the calls. Tom and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hello.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. And who am I talking to? I've lost my... I'm not hearing very well here.
This is Scott Hinlon, Tom, on What's on Your Mind.
Yes. I'm on the pessimist line, but first I want to say I'm in my car at 16 above. I'm going to be a typical North Dakotan. I'm going to complain about the weather. It stinks. And that's a family tradition. We complain about the weather.
It doesn't change anything, but it does make you feel a little better, I guess. Right.
It makes you feel good, so we should. Yeah. That's just fine. We can do that.
Yeah.
I'm on the tax issue that you have talked about here. As far as I'm concerned, even including Ronald Reagan, there has never been a tax proposal that's as absurd as this one and will do more harm to the American economy than this tax bill will.
Why do you think that, Tom?
Well, first, you don't do taxes based on politics. This is a political issue. This should be an economic and sound government issue.
I believe that the proponents, the authors of it, would argue that it is.
It's a campaign promise. It's a campaign promise they're answering, and everybody got their hand out, and they got it filled.
Let me give you an example. They're doubling the personal deduction. How is that political? That's more money in the pockets beginning in January and the paychecks with less withholding.
Is that political?
For people.
How could it not be political?
No, it's more
that's
money.
Pandering.
No.
That's pandering. You're talking about pennies. We're not. You know, the problem is the
Wait a minute. When you say it's pandering, okay, I guess you could argue that it's designed to get people to say, oh, I like the people that gave me more money. But the point is, you have more money. Would you rather stay in Washington and they spend it for you?
Well, they're not going to. Yeah, there's a classic mistake that you're making, and others that are like you. You think the government's being financed by taxes? We quit that years and years and years ago. We're not financing government taxes. It's financed every Monday morning with bond sales.
Okay, even if I accept your theory on how it's financed, then why wouldn't I want more of my money back? Why shouldn't I get more of my money back? Tax me less. I'll spend it better than you'll spend it.
That's true, except there's government services that are absolutely essential, but they're borrowing money to provide now. If you cut taxes, if you cut them, you're going to increase the deficit and the deficit massively, and that's what's going to happen.
Massively? No. First of all, I don't know what you consider massive, but right now the bean counters say it will increase $1.5 trillion over 10 years.
Far more than that.
All right. Well, you're the expert here, Tom, I guess. But
I do a lot of research on that.
Second of all, let me finish. that prediction only holds true if the economy stays where it's at and doesn't grow. If the economy grows 0.4% as a result of this package, that is wiped out. It's revenue neutral.
Maybe you could help me out here. Could you give me a definition of what growth is?
Well, again, when you talk about the economy growing, it's talking about the size of the economy, the GDP, and that number, I mean, this is for the economists, but that number has been, miserable in the Obama years. It's been 1 and 1.5 and 1.8 and, oh, isn't this great? We're going up 0.1%.
You know what constitutes
GDP? Under Trump, it's already gone up 3%.
Yeah, this is like the statistics in the Clinton era that said he balanced the budget and helped the economy. That was an absolute political lie, and the increase in the economy is built on fiction now. It's not. Millions and millions of people are moving backwards in the economy, and a handful move up. It looks like the economy is getting better, and it is for a few.
Well, I think the average American has been jammed. I think Wall Street and the fat cats have done great. I think this is an opportunity, little by little, with a doubling of the personal deduction as an example, with the growth in the economy, which will be pressure on wages, will be a good thing. We've seen, go back and look at it, go look where the stock market was the day before the election in November, and look where it's at today, and watch that growth. That's a Trump rally. And I think that will continue with this. Now, this has been proven before. I'm not giving you any wackadoodle kind of theories. John F. Kennedy proved it. Lower taxes, revenue goes up. Ronald Reagan did it. Lower taxes, revenue goes up.
Separate issues with Reagan and with Kennedy. Two completely separate time periods and different circumstances.
Well, sure, but my point is lower taxes, more revenue. The problem is we often end up spending more and giving back that. That's where we got to hold them accountable this time around. I do not share your pessimism, Tom, at all, and there's some basic facts that we, could get an economist in here to settle, but I appreciate your call nonetheless. More coming up.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features Don Mosman, NDSC Training Director, discussing the first steps a company should take preparing for an emergency situation.
You really need to start with an assessment. Think of it as a gap analysis. Are my gaps in having a proper place for people to shelter in place? Is it controlling the front door? Is it cameras? Is it having proper kits available? Once you have that, you need to write that emergency response plan. Now, your plan should cover any threat that your site might face. Everybody in North Dakota needs to have severe weather, emergency plan, suspicious package, bomb threat, and active shooter, and, of course, fire. Then you should coordinate with local emergency response agencies to make sure there's not any adjustments based on what their response protocol is going to be to your facility.
To see a full list of emergency operations planning services available through the NDSC, visit www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get virtualshield.com, the world's easiest to use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at virtualshield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. Virtualshield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure.
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Light Orchestra. We promised we'd take it up a notch. All right, Shirley and Hag is gone. Do we have Shirley's number, Manny? Can you call Shirley back? Because I feel bad. Tom and I ended up talking quite a while, and Shirley and Hag was a first-time caller, and probably thought, what, I called, and now they won't talk to me. Do you have her number on, like, caller ID or anything? She in your speed dial? You do not. Okay, all right. Shirley, you call back. I apologize. We'll get you on right away. Tom and I took a little... When I'm asking this question of whether you're optimistic or pessimistic, I honestly want to know. I have no need to argue with you. I ended up sort of arguing with Tom just because it didn't seem like I was hearing much logic, but it's his opinion. It doesn't matter. So, I mean, I don't want you to think you got to call in and agree. If you disagree, great. I mean, I honestly, genuinely want to know, are you optimistic or pessimistic? He was pessimistic because he believes nothing that they say in Washington, D.C. about this tax plan. That's fine. That's his view. I was more curious because I just didn't get his logic, but that doesn't matter. Anyway, we're brought to you in part today by our friends at High Plains Apache. Mentioned them earlier. A lot going on in High Plains Apache these days. In fact, if you go to highplainsapache.com, can't make it into their location in Mandan or Frontier south of Fargo, you're going to find some trades they've taken in recently that are some really good deals. So check those out at highplainsapache.com. And when you spray as much as you do, you need support from guys who know spray application. And nobody knows spray application like the guys in High Plains Apache. That's the bottom line. Tips, parts, service, full line of new and used spray application and precision farming equipment, including Apache self-propelled sprayers. Call them at 663-2375 in Mandan. Stop and see them in Frontier or Mandan. High Plains Apache, and online at highplainsapache.com. Texter says, hey, Scott, I don't hear a gun shop on your program. You need a gun shop or a gun company is one of your sponsors. I'm positive because every morning I wake up, I know we have a pro-American president of the White House who isn't constantly trying to trample on our rights and our liberties. You can text in your answers to these questions at 367-2054. If you're a first-time texter, let me know that when you text, because we'll get you a free MyPillow, just like the callers. First-time callers, while they last. We got a couple in Bismarck, a couple in Fargo. First-time callers, 800-228-0550. Okay, Shirley is here now. So I could talk to Shirley, then Steve, then John, then Aaron. Shirley and Haig, how are you, Shirley?
Doing good. How are you guys?
Glad you called. Thank you so much for that. We appreciate it very much. Sorry you had to wait so long. Tell me, are you optimistic or pessimistic about the future?
Pessimistic. I had a stroke back in 1993, and the doctors told me as I was sitting in the wheelchair, this...
You keep talking. Your radio's a little loud, so that's going to distract you, but go ahead. We can hear you. Just keep talking. Your doctors told you what? All right, Shirley, hang on here. Manny, would you help her turn the radio down, get the radio down, and we'll come back to her in a second here so she can tell me the rest of her story? I want to hear it. Don't go anywhere, Shirley. Just hang on. Manny will help you out here. We just got to have you turn your radio down before you get back on the air. Steve Fargo, you wanted to weigh in on Tom's call. What did you think of that?
You get frustrated when I jump on these people, but it's sad and embarrassing that someone can be that absolutely confident in their beliefs and be completely wrong based on very simple economic principles. I'm not saying that tax cuts are perfect and they work every single time, but it is an economic fact that to stimulate an economy, one of the best methods to do it, not the only method and not necessarily the best method, is to allow for the growth of the economy through the reduction in taxes. And if, again, it's not a new principle. I mean, the John F. Kennedy gave a speech to the Economic Club of New York in 1960-something, probably one or two, talking about what real economic growth was and how to achieve it. And as you've already mentioned, he did some significant tax cuts, which worked. Tragically, he wasn't able to finish his first term, and Lyndon Baines Johnson implemented socialism, which is welfare as we know it today, and it's been a train wreck for virtually every person that's been receiving it from that day forward. Ronald Reagan did the same thing. He talked about the Clinton administration. I didn't like Bill Clinton. He was very fortunate. He took office during a growing economy. It was growing after George H.W. Bush. He raised taxes slightly during a tech.com boom. So we had a growing economy of which to charge more taxes on, generated a whole bunch of revenue, and Newt Gingrich and others in the Republican-controlled Congress significantly reduced welfare spending, and they did have balanced budgets for a very short window. But then the dot-com bubble blew up, and the expenses went up the other way, and they went right back into deficit spending. Those are facts. And when these people come on and pretend like, oh, the only thing government can do is steal everybody's money and redistribute it, look at every place in the world or the country that communal living philosophy has been implemented, whether it's socialism or Marxism or communism or just New York City or Illinois or Chicago or California. It simply doesn't work. I don't understand how people can't get their arms around that. Am I wrong, Scott?
No, not at all. I just think, you know, I mean, when you say I bristle when you criticize other folks, I you know, look, I didn't agree with Tom. I should have just let him say what he said and just move on to the next caller. Because I like you, sort of engaged a little bit to say, how can you think like this? But my only thing is, calling somebody an idiot isn't going to get them to your side. I think the genius of the ability to do what you just described is something everybody ought to say, man alive, how can I not be for that? How can I not be for that? I mean, again, I'll make this as elementary as possible. And this is really and I'm a conservative because of Ronald Reagan. And Ronald Reagan sold me, and he did it beautifully with the way he communicated this. But essentially, you know, he was a Democrat. He was part of that party. He saw how their design was to get control of people's lives, right? And saw that as un-American. So they want to control your health care, your money, how you spend. We'll decide who needs help. We'll take from you and we'll give to who we want to give. Republicans say, no, we're going to go back to the founding principles of this country. And the reason for its founding is say, enough of that already. We want freedom. We want freedom. And certainly Republican Party politics today is a lot less freedom than even the Constitution envisions or our founders did. But it's a heck of a lot better on how the Democrats simply want to control. They want a grasp of everything in your lives and touch everything in your lives. And the idea that somebody can't clearly see that drives me bananas. It drives me crazy. But I think all you can do is have conversations and hope hearts and minds change. You know,
Scott, it gets even deeper than that. It creates the bad behavior. You know, just to simplify it, if you knew someone that was checking into the Betty Ford Clinic because of alcoholism, you certainly don't send them a 1.75 of Jack Daniels every 10 days when they're in treatment. It's called enabling, and it's stupid. When individuals are struggling, helping them help themselves works. Giving them a check to allow them to do virtually nothing, which allows them to maintain their addiction or whatever challenges they have, is completely detrimental to their long-term well-being.
Yeah, you're right. I have a little story on that regard that brought this home for me. Thank you, Steve. I appreciate your analogy. His comment about enabling people. I actually believe that's cruel. It is cruel to just say, no, here, I'll take care of it. No, I'll take care of it. I mean, Salvation Army is fabulous at this. What do they do? You walk in there in need, they're going to make sure you have a meal and a warm place to sleep and everything else. And if they see an addiction thing, they're going to get you into treatment. And if you come back one day and then the next day and then the next day, they go, whoa, time out. We're not doing this anymore unless you'll get, I mean, they figured this out. We helped an Iraqi family. A wonderful, wonderful story that our North Dakota Guard soldiers came across in Iraq during Operation Iraqi Freedom. This would have been 2004, 2005, that neighborhood. And you know, this family came to West Fargo. It was a widowed mom and seven children. And through the generosity of a whole lot of people, they had apartment and they had beds and furnishings, and people wanted to help. And I remember one of the things people loved giving was bikes. They would give a bike, right? They'd go buy a brand new bike and bring it over to the kids. The bike was destroyed in a day, and we'd do it again. Destroyed the next day. Do it again. Destroyed the next day. Because it was such a foreign concept to them, they didn't know. I mean, you had fun with a rock in Iraq, and all of a sudden you got a shiny new bike. Ask Earl Pomeroy this question. He and I took him to Toys R Us. One day just to see, again, same thing. Hey, kids want to give them a toy, right? And, the kids had very little English. They walk into Toys R Us, they go, America is beautiful. America is beautiful. They're just like, oh my gosh. But you know what? Handing them bikes and things, they didn't even know how to handle. That was the wrong way to do it. We used it as an opportunity. You get a gift, you take care of it. Otherwise, you don't get another one. You know, you can't do it like you did it in Iraq. By the way, we got scolded for doing it from folks at LSS. You can't tell them that. That's their culture. If they wreck a bike, they wreck a bike. No, sorry. But people have the right to give some tough love if they're giving a gift. And of course, we did, thanks to the good guard soldiers. But that's just a cherry on top of Steve's good story there. John in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
I'm just calling on Tom's call a minute ago. I got a little personal story about that. And he was kind of mentioning something about programs being cut funding-wise. And I guess I'm a single dad. A mom hasn't been in the picture since the little one was 4 months old, and going through the custody battles and everything. I work 60 plus hours a week to try and make week's end. And if I try and apply for any sort of government assistance, I get denied because my income's too high. I can't qualify for daycare assistance, rent assistance, nothing. I mean, there's nothing out there, food stamps, nothing. But the mom, on the other hand, she's got Medicaid and she's got food stamps, and she's got housing assistance for her and her other little one. And I struggle day in and day out to make week's end, and I can't get ahead. Although, when I try and take something to court, I have to pay $12,000 for an attorney to fight for full custody, and then another $10,000 to try and fight for parental rights taken away because she hasn't seen her kid in 2.5 years. And anytime you try and call social services or anything to try and get anything about child support or nothing, you get shamed away. And there's no justice in any of that. And the funds for those programs could be better allocated with better research about the person themselves. And
yeah, all of those programs should be gender neutral, right? I mean, if you're doing what you're telling us you're doing and getting the shaft because you're the dad, you're a guy, that's just wrong. Hang on, John. I want to finish this on the other side of the break. Don't go away. Aaron on the road next, too. Stay tuned, folks.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services, serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979. MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic, computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
How do you spell that? Wait. We're shining a little love today on the program. What's on your mind? 11 before the top of the hour. First-time callers, first-time texters, the free pillows today from our friend Michael Lindell at MyPillow. And remember, they have the buy one, get one deal going now. You buy one pillow, you get one. Plus, they give one. Oh, my gosh. Do this. 800-228-0550. Okay, so John Bismarck telling us a story, a bad boy. If you could fix anything, if you were, you know, king for a day related to your situation, what would you fix there, John?
I guess I would fix just the program itself, and all the money that taxpayers actually put into these programs and where it's going isn't necessarily allocated in the right way. It goes, I'm sure a large proportion of it goes to those who don't necessarily need it but milk it. And they see it as free money, so why would they have to do anything for it?
I really have a heart for your situation and for others in a similar situation. Would you be willing to, allow me to communicate with the folks that you're dealing with, I assume, in Burleigh County?
Yeah, no, my stuff's already taken care of. My little girl's 4.5 years old, but this was a long-going battle, and I didn't mean to make it come off as a gender-specific issue. I made it out to be a point of a financial issue that all my tax money that I get taken out of my paycheck every month basically got allocated to go to the mom to fight myself for court-appointed attorneys and for Medicaid and all the things that I struggle to work for to make sure that my little girl's going to grow up right and actually have some morals and self-respect and stuff. You know,
I love what you're doing, and you're just doing it, and you just did it. But I'm saying we got to learn from that situation and say this is wrong. When you're taking taxpayer dollars and you're putting it on this woman who is abdicated her responsibility of her daughter. And then the father, who is literally financially struggling to do the right thing, you stiff, something is very wrong. That's something that requires the reinvention in government. So what I'm saying is, your specific case could be a wake-up call for the legislature, for the governor, and others to fix it, because it's not unique. You hear it in a lot of different areas. So I would like to advocate for the change you seek, is what I'm saying.
Yes, yeah.
And to do that, I would need to say, hey, John from Bismarck went through this situation. Here's what happened. Let's examine the facts of this and determine why. Was that the right thing? Looking back now, the dollars that went to her, the mother, out of the taxpayers' coffers, the things that happened with attorneys, the fighting, all, was that right? Was that, or do we need to reform this? That would be my.
I would love to take that as far as I could. I would love to speak my mind on all that.
Yeah, I think you could make a difference doing it, John, even though you're not looking for anything personally. You're looking for it to change, ultimately, to make the system better. Will you hang on, and Manny will get your email and phone number, and let's stay in touch, okay?
Let's do that. I appreciate you.
Thank you, John. Hang on a second. Manny, you go ahead and grab that, if you would. Just his name and phone number would be fabulous. A fellow by the name of David Vinge in Osceago, Minnesota, sent a note to me, and I don't think I know this person, but I was tagged on Facebook. And he's talking about the mom of his daughter still hasn't given her back when she refused to let someone help with an exchange. She was told that Kelsey would be picking her up, says it was Kelsey, not me, proceeded to drive Paisley back to North Dakota. I filed with the state of North Dakota back in May of 2017 to remove or reduce custody for the safety of my daughter. They've decided not to hear the case until October of 2018. Please tag anyone you know that has influence in the Grand Forks areas. I'm completely done with this process. The courts are supposed to protect me and my daughter from this stuff. I get one or two of these a week. There's something wrong with this system. There's something wrong with this. And I just think we need to fix it. So I'm glad my caller's ready to do it. Aaron's on the road. Are you optimistic or pessimistic, Aaron?
I am optimistic. Short-time listener and first-time caller.
Well, you got yourself a pillow, my friend. I love it.
That's awesome. I've been on the fence of purchasing one, but no, I'd be great if I could get one. That makes my day.
That alone should make you a little more optimistic.
Exactly.
So how long have you been listening to the program?
Oh, I don't know. You know, I got a new job here with the good folks at Credence Energy Services. We do a chemical company, and I'm out in the field grabbing samples of the residuals from the wells and whatnot. And so kind of when I've had time now to listen to the radio, before that I was fracking. I never had time to listen to the radio when I was doing that. So, yeah, I don't know. It's about since about August. So.
All right. Well, we love new listeners, and we love new callers. So you're both. And why are you optimistic?
Well, I'm optimistic because, first of all, we have Trump in office, and to me that feels like a purely providential happening that he was able to get in. And with all the things that he's been accomplishing, it really makes me optimistic. Before that, you know, it's kind of wringing my hands over the direction this country is going, but it feels like there's maybe a little bit of hope right now with, you know, an outsider, if you will, coming into office.
I'm totally with you. I'm totally with you. And the guy is just under assault. Just under assault. It's unbelievable. I loved your line about the president being the president, being providential. We'll talk about that, too. Aaron, thanks for the call. Hang on. We'll get your last name, and we'll get you a pillow at our Bismarck Studios of 550 K-Fire. Hang on. Don't go away.
MindRadio.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.